If someone needs it, but because there are only a few.
I believe everybody should have this on the on their phone. The sheets were sent out yesterday.
Yeah. Shlomo Carmeli sent it out. I don't know if you have it. There are a few pages. Yeah. Instead of the stick.
Backup's
broken.
You want to make copies now? Plan B.
Huh? I have plan B.
Mosh?
Yeah. Say the chav, let's go.
We could also shoot it out.
Yeah, but it's.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
Take one picture and we have it.
It's on the ticket. Okay.
So, from the beginning of learning Kesa Shem Tov, learning the Yisoid Shel Shem Tov, I've been saying over and over that each one of these little tires that we're learning Kesa Shem Tov is the cornerstone from which all the tires, all the Sifri Achsidis come from, are all built from these Yisoidis that we find in Kesa Shem Tov. So being that it's Erev Purim and we have had the schuz of being Isaac in Kesa Shem Tov now for a couple of years, 2 years or so. So I wanted to learn with you to give you a sense, a taste of that which we've been talking about in the context of Purim. We're going to see now all of these Torahs, especially the ones that we've been learning the past few weeks, coming to life in Megillas Esther. Something I mentioned last week regarding Ahasuerus, Anirishon v'Aniachron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disguised, of course, in the Megillah as the king, as Ahasuerus, and what that means. So we're zeichet to have the Sefer Kesem Ophir. Kesem Ophir is from a bicycle Kamarna, which you have in front of you. It is a remarkable Sefer. It doesn't need anybody's askam. I say that it's remarkable, it's because of his spyless, not because I'm, you know, writing a review. Because of his spyless, that the Sefer Al Derech HaAvoda, all of Megillah Sest Al Derech HaAvoda. And it was very much a closed Sefer until a few years ago, when there was some chaverim that they wrote a beer, an explanation with ha'oris and so on. So we're going to learn the first Torah from Kesem Ophir. We're not going to finish it at all. This week it'll take us around 3-4 weeks to learn. So it'll bring us actually from the Gula of Purim to the Gula of Pesach. But to see how all of these Yisoidis from the Baal Shem Tov mamash come to life. And every single word of the first pasuk, just the first pasuk of Vehi B'Mechashveres, the first words, Vehi B'Mechashveres, how it comes to life. So what you have in front of you is already the parish itself is relatively short, but the biur helps us to understand, because it's very, very few words that he used, the Kamarna, so it helps us to learn. So let's begin. So you see, Vahibi Machashverish, Isa Besefer Moris Nosson, Yeshba Goddess Chazal, Vayem Haman Zemidis Adin. You see it? Everybody have it? Shimon, you have it?
Yeah.
So, it's brought down from Chazal, Yesh, Ba'agadus Chazal, V'yemah Haman, that when it says Haman, Haman is Midas Adin. Haman is Midas Adin. Achashverosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achashverosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'achris V'reishis Shelo, that I mentioned last week. That Achashverosh contains within it a remez to Achris V'reishis, at the end and the beginning. Achashverosh. She'achris V'reishis Shelo, that Hashem is the Achris, the end and the beginning, it's all Him. Shnemar Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron. It says in the Pasuk, I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the first and I am the last. Now what does that mean? Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron. Achashverosh. Why is it that is the Nekuda HaPnimis of Megillas Esther? Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron. Ve'inyin shel Achris V'Reishis Hu. The Inyan of Achris and Reishis is the Amu Chazal Esther in the Torah Minayin. The Gemara in Chulin asks, where do we see Esther in the Torah? Where is Esther hinted at in the Torah? Shnemar Va'anochi Haster Astir. As everybody knows, from the Pasuk, and I will surely hide my face. V'habir B'Pasuk Ezehu. Kimuva B'Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, the Shemati in the dark letters are the actual words of the Kamarna, and all of the regular words are the beer that's Meshulav with the Torah of the Kamarna. Kimu B'Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, the Shemati Memori. It's brought down in the Toldos that I heard from my Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says, I in Toldos, Memori, Humaran, Ori Yisrael, Kadosh, Rebbe Yisrael, Baal Shem Tov. Shomar Al Pasuk, Anochi Haster Astir. The Baal Shem Tov taught, Shem Yoda Adam, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mistata Sham, that if a person knows that Hashem is hiding, if a person knows Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mistata Sham, B'soicha Hastara, in that concealment, that it's Hashem who's concealed, Ein Zah Hastara Klal, then it's not really Hastara, it's not really a concealment. Ki Kishayeda Adam Be'amuna Gedola. Because when a person knows with great emuna, she'alufa shel olam, that the master of the world is nimtza b'chol tnua, is truly found in every single tnua, every movement, everything that exists, and every, you know, like the Baal Shem Tov said, every leaf that falls from the tree. If a person would know this, if he would believe in this completely, then miyad yispardu mimeno kol polei oven. Then there would be no dinim. All the dinim would immediately disappear. The entire cloud, the entire game, the entire threat of Haman, of Midas Adin, would disappear. Ki ein shum mitzius bilti Hashem isbar. Because truly there is no mitzius other than Hashem. Afilu b'shas Adin. Even b'shas Adin, when there's a big zayir from Haman, and if a person would believe and would know that Hashem is hidden in that Hester, miyad nimtaku hadinim, all of the dinim would be sweetened, v'nizgal ha'or, and the light would be revealed. Ketam hadinim is b'posik, as it's hinted at in the posik, omar oyev erdoif osig achalik. There are five consecutive aleves. There's a very big inyan in the Zohar Kaddish. That pasuk is talking about when we were in very big trouble, and the Midas Adin was chasing after us, in the form of the Mitzrayim who were coming after us to destroy us. When we left Mitzrayim, we were standing by Yamsuf. So Omar Oyev Erdev Asig Achalig. So we have five aleves. Rosh Hatevis Chamisha Alfin. Haroimizun LaAlufa Shel Olam. Aleph is a remez to Alufa Shel Olam. Now, when we turned around, we saw our enemies chasing us. That's what we saw. Oyev, Omar, Oyev, Erdaif, Osiga, Chalek, Shalom. The Egyptians were coming to kill us. But truly, the emes is that in that Hastara, in that terrible Hastara, that we were going to die in a minute, in that terrible Hastara, there were Chamisha Alfin, there were the five Alfin, the five Alephs, and the Aleph is Aluf Shalom, is the master of the world. Hiromzun Aluf Shalom, Vahainu. Shasham b'soich v'difas ha'oyev. B'soich v'difas ha'oyev. That in that event, in that mitzias of v'difas ha'oyev, of the enemy pursuing us, in that itself, aluf shalom istate. The aluf shalom, the master of the world, is hidden. B'soich shem kodesh, samach aleph lamed, Shabbosach Shem Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Now, you know the name Samach Mem Aleph Lamed is a malach of the Midas Adin. And Shem Kaddish is the removal of that Mem is Samach Aleph Lamed, without going into the Shemis now. The Baal Shem Kaddish says, the Baal Shem Tov says that in that Redifa, in the Redifa Sa'ayev is the Aleph, the Aleph Shalom. Omar Oyev Adaf Asiyah Chalik Shol. That there's a Shem Kodesh, one of the Shemis of Hashem, is hidden in the five Alephs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is hiding himself in the Redifas Ha'ayev, in that time of Din, of the Redifas Ha'ayev. V'achas Sheyed Adam Klalza, and when a person knows this, you think that the enemy is chasing you, the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasing after you. You think that Ra is running after you, but really it's Aluf Shalom that's coming to give you a hug. Va'achas sheyed adam klal zeh, she'ein shum mesach mavdil beinu lebein elokav. If a person knows this, that there is nothing that is separating between him and Hashem, as gam she'olu lefanav machshav zezoros, then even at a time when his mind is filled with the lowest thoughts, with foreign thoughts, Shehem Bechinas Achris. That's called Achris. Achris means the end. The end means the bottom, the end, the bottom, the lowest. So even when a person's mind is in a place of Achris, the end, Shehem Gam Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheachris V'Reish Shalom. So even if you, in your mind, are being chased, you're being pursued by thoughts that come from, that seem to you to be from a place of absolute, the bottom, the lowest, the end, Achris. But if you believe Be'emunah Shleimah that it's the Aluf Shel Olam, that Hashem, even in the Hastar, that Hashem is hidden there, Omar Oyev, Oyev Erdoif Asig Achalik Shalom, you believe that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achashveyush. And Achashverosh means Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron. It's me. It's always me. Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron. It's me, the beginning, and it's me also at the end. It's me when you have your highest moments, your greatest thoughts, when you're most inspired, and you're at the beginning, you're in that place that's called Rishon. But even when you're in a place that is at the bottom, it's at the end, and it's called Achron, it's the Achris, you feel, this is the Mamash, the Achris, Hashem says, Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron. Ani Hashem lo shenisi. It's me. Shem gam shel kadosh baruch hu, she'achris v'reish shelo. Yeda, that a person knows, shehem levushin v'kisuyim, that the dinim, or in this case, the horrible thoughts, are levushim, are garments, and kisuyim. They're all garments. But underneath everything is the king himself. All levushim and kisuyim. K'may evan tov, like a very valuable stone, a gem. K'may evan tov, shekol shuhu yoker b'yoyser levusha garu b'yoyser. That the more valuable, the more precious the stone is, the diamond is, so the levush is garu b'yoyser. The dirt, the mud, the filth that it comes from, that you have to dig so deep to find it, it's covered with more levushim. when something is not so chashuv, it doesn't have so many levushim. It's easy to find, and it's obvious. But when something is very, very, very beautiful, it's very rare, it's very expensive, it's very precious, and it comes with many levushim. So the highest toiv of Hashem, kivyochel, the highest chsadim of Hashem, are in the darkest levushim, are covered with many coverings. Shem levushim v'kisuvim k'may even toiv shekol shehu yakar b'yoseh levusha garu b'yoseh. The more precious something is, the more valuable something is, the more it's covered with something which is garu, which is low. Ken yeda adam shegam sham, so then a person can know that even there, v'soich ha-machshavas zaros, in those terrible machshavas that he's having, those are machshavas of achris, the end, the lowest, the bottom, in those terrible machshavas, nislabish ezen nitzoyitz kodesh, those are kisuim and levushim, those are coverings and garments for nitzoyitz kodesh, for a spark of great holiness. And this is Yisod that we will learn. We'll read to the end of the paragraph, and we'll see a little bit in a few of the notes. V'yochazenu rad v'yira, and the person will begin to tremble, will be seized with trembling, and yira, and fear. Ki v'oimed b'sakana, because he's in a place, he's in a dangerous place. Why? Oishiyales anitzayis lamala, because he's standing at a moment, at this moment when he's in the achris, when he's in a place of achris, it can go two ways. Oshiyala is nitzayis lamalo. Either he lifts this nitzayis, this spark, higher. In other words, either he uncovers in his faith, in his amunah, in that hastara, he uncovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the enemy that's chasing him, this terrible thought that's chasing him, he believes b'amunah shleima that contained within this terrible thought is the alufa shel olam, amar oyev, and so on. Ashiyala es anitzus lamala, vaz ye boer bo eish ahavas Hashem yisborach b'ha'or neflo. And if he does that, then a great fire of ahavas Hashem, of the love of Hashem, will illuminate with great light inside of him. Aidei halos anitzais, by lifting up this spark, by finding this diamond in the filth, by uncovering the rishon in the achra, the rishis in the achris, hen galti eschem achris kereishis, by believing b'munah shleima that in this achris is hidden the rishis, and by doing that and strengthening my emunah that this is all elokus. I'm being pursued by Hashem, not by the Egyptian. By strengthening himself in that emunah, then the kisuyim, the levushim, the garments, the external garments, the filthy garments of that machshava fall away, and the person is lifted up to a higher place and is ahavas Hashem, to a great place and ahavas Hashem. Oshugam kein yeshar Hashem, that's one possibility. The other choice, the other possibility, is that he'll stay there in the basement, in the dungeon of the achris. Oshu gam king yeshar sham b'soich klipis hamachshav azaris. He'll be stuck there in the snare of the Egyptian enemy, in the place of the klipis hamachshav azaris. Ubemuna gadol v'yira yisala ha'odam harbe me'achris l'reishis, with great emuna. It's possible for the person to ascend, mamish, from the achris, from the lowest place to the highest place, from the end to the beginning. That's the site of Achashverosh. Achashverosh, achris v'reishis shelos Hashem. Looks like Achashverosh, but really it's Hamelech. So whenever it says Hamelech in the Megillah, it looks like when you look at Hamelech, it's Achashverosh. It's the lowest person. It's the site of dinim. It's all hastara. It's all hastapanim. But hidden inside the Achris is Hamelech Malach is Melech Malach Hamelech. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Higam ba'Achris, because even in the Achris, Shehem Bechinas Machshav Zaros, which is the Bechin of Machshav Zaros of these terrible thoughts, Shom Mitzius Hashem is Baruch. Hashem is there as well. Kmo Yish Omar Rabbi Chanina Al Koach HaKishuf. Like Rabbi Chanina says in the Gemara, on the Koach of Kishuf, when there was a person, when there was a woman who was trying to use Kishuf, witchcraft, sorcery, against him. So Rabbi Chanina's reaction to that was, Ein Oid Mavado, Ksiv. It's written, there's nothing but Hashem. Even though this woman had very, very great powers in sorcery and witchcraft. So Rabbi Chanina was Bechlal not in this ball, and he said that the Or of Hashem is Mislabesh in this Tumah of Kishuv as well, and the Achroin, what appears to be the Achris, is only Hashem, is all the Reishes, and by doing that he was able to Mevatel the whole Inyan, the whole Kishuv. The Kavanas Rabbi Chanina Sheinyan Zekosu V'Cholku B'Libi. We'll see the note in a minute. So look at footnote Ches. And this is what we've been learning. Re'ei told us Yaakov Yosef. V'Alos Hanitzoyt Zesu HaMachshova Ha'oilis Machshavtas L'Odem B'Shas Tfilosa. So the Toldus explains from the Baal Shem Tov that this Inyan, this Sugya of Ha'alos Hanitzoyt Zes, of lifting up sparks. So when a person has thoughts, especially during davening, machshavas that are not good during davening, v'achacham asher eina b'roish yedeh min ha-machshavas zoros levara pnimius shabo, the chacham knows how to be mevara to get to the pnimius of those thoughts. Again, we learned in Keser Shem Tov, wrote down the horrors there from the Balatan, you know, the tzaddikim that we're not Isaac in these things at all, l'chachila now, at all. We're not on such a madrega, but this is the avodah the Baal Shem's talking about. Shunit Saitis Kedoshis, our job now is just try not to think of these things because we're not able, for most of us, we're not able to do this, but to just try to get away. In other words, to keep on running, just to keep on running from the enemy. Shunit Saitis Kedoshis Nichnesu B'Sach HaKlipis V'Nasu Machshav Azaris. So the Talmud says, for instance, if a person in the middle of the davening, if a person has a thought of tivus noshim, a desire for women, who mitzad chesed, right? We learn this a lot. The inyan of ahava of taiva is from the midah of chesed, which is a midah elokis, which is something holy, which is godly, which is Hashem. The midah of chesed. That's where taiva comes from. That desire to connect. In this case, it's in the. It's in the disgusting covering of Tavis Noshim, in the middle of davening, you're thinking about something like that. So it's in that lavush, it's in that garment. So it looks like Paro chasing you, in the form of this terrible taiva, a Tavis Noshim in the middle of davening, and you're in the middle of davening, and Paro is chasing you with this thought. Now the truth is that taiva comes from the world of chesed. It's ahav and nefula, like we've spoken about, we learned so much. Chesed, meaning taiva, comes from the midah of love, of that need and that longing to have a connection. So the pnimius of that taivas nashim is elokus, is Hashem. K'meshnema asheikach ha-chayisai chesed, the most disgusting taiva, that it's unimaginable that a person has a taiva for his sister. The Torah says chesed, the sherish of that is chesed. But it's under terrible, terrible dinim, some disgusting garment that is in this manifestation of a taiva for a sister. The yovin shim yeshlo is a taiva mitzad nitzaitz echad kodesh yeshlo. Im yidbog is atzmo b'sherish shel zeh tainug. If a person, like the tzaddikim or Isaac in this, that a person would be able to attach himself to the shorish of this tainug, to the root of this tainug, which right now is in the form of a disgusting thought of taivas noshim, but if he would be able to attach himself to the shorish of that, which is ahava, which is chesed, lishum kitzv of erech, v'chein bihurei avodah zarah chas v'shalom, or when it comes to a thought of avodah zarah chas v'shalom, or shvichas damim, or killing, shukav smol, which is of course the midas ha'gvura, midas ha'din, v'arichas b'zeh, hu sakon. The Talda says that the arichas in this inyan for our generation, for our time, is dangerous, is a sakon. V'amaskol yidam, it's not for people like us. It's a very, very, very big thing. We can't be massing. We can't be massing this. Yeah. Look at Yud Aleph. Rabbi Chanina ain al milvado ksiv, and the Gemara says this whole ma'aseh with the kishuv that it was chok belibi. So in Yud Aleph, ve'ebezar chai from the Kamarna. After Reisla Adas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado. Kshat Amami Bemuna, turn the page, Bemuna Shleima. U Bedas Sholem Ein Od Milvado. That when a person believes Bemuna Shleima. After Reisla Adas, that what? Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. U Bedas Sholem Ein Od Milvado. That there's nothing, everything is God. Everything is Hashem. Ein Od Milvado. Ki Bechal Tnuha Aluvu Shleilam. And every movement and everything is hidden. The Aluf Shalom, the Aluf Shalom. K'mesh Amar Rabbi Chanina Ein Od Milvado Ksiv. So when Rabbi Chanina was confronted with this kishuv, he went into that place in his mind of Ein Od Milvado, because the kishuv was very strong, was very powerful. Again, we don't understand what that is, but there was a tremendous koach to his kishuv. Paro was a big mechashuv, as you know. And Rabbi Chanina was being chased by Paro, and he was mechazik himself in the emuna of Atar Yisadaska Hashem Lekim Ein Oid Malvado. The Chokuk Belibi Biksiva Gemura Bechol Rega. That's what it says there. That's the meaning of Chok Belibi Biksiva Gemura Bechol Rega. That the person is like engraved, this reality of Ein Oid Malvado is engraved in my heart, mamish. Every moment, it's engraved in my heart. And I feel kshafim lo yaziklo. Then he cannot be harmed by any kshafim, by anything. Ki yispardu kol poli ofen. Because in all of the dinim, when a person comes to that place of emuna, so then yispardu in all of the dinim, yispardu kol poli ofen, they disappear. All poli ofen, all the evildoers disperse. Yispardu kol poli ofen, maklipas betalim uvutalim, and all the klipas are betalim uvutalim. Okay, let's continue. Ulefam nistar. I'm not on the top where it says ulefam nistar, but when it says biur meshulav, you see in the middle, ulefam nistar min adam. It says that, but it explains where's the dark letters. Ulefam nistar min adam gamze. Sometimes this is hidden from a person. On page dalet. Not the top of the page, the larger part, but the little part in the middle. Sometimes this is hidden from a person. He's not able to bring himself to a place where he sees Hashem in this concealment, and that's when the concealment is in a state of concealment. As we've learned many times, this teaching for the Baal Shem Tov, Haster Astir. It's mamish at the achris. That's why the Torah says at the end of the Torah that at the end of time there'll be such a double hastara. That is such a hastara that anochi haaster aster means that the concealment is hidden. When it's just one hastara, it means that I know that Hashem is hidden here. When it's two hastaras, it means that such a hastara that it's hidden for me that Hashem is hidden here. Did this whole thing we just learned? I don't see it. I don't get it. It's hidden for me. That's why it says Haster Aster. It's the whole story of Purim, of course, is Achashverosh, Ani Rishon Vani Achron, Achashverosh, Hamelach, and Esther. And Haman, we'll see, Mordechai, we'll see Mishram, what Mordechai is doing over here. Kol Mishayasta Mem Shlo Yeda Shagadosh Baruch Hu Bahastar. The person doesn't even know that's asked upon him. To him, it's just Haman, it's just Achashverosh. He doesn't know that this has to upon him. It Bechlal doesn't have a machshava that Hashem is hidden in this. Oz Yochel Olav Einish. So then there could be suffering, Yisurman, Onish, which is experienced as felt as a punishment. And to you it seems like Hashem hates you and he's just putting you through this terrible gzeira of Haman and there is no Hamelach. The Hamelach is just angry and the Hamelach Chalila hates you. Because as long as a person is in a place of great emuna, that in every single tenua, and every single tenua, alufa shalom is the master of the world, and he trusts in Hashem, there can't be any dinim, there can't be any einish, unless the emuna for a moment, the emuna disappears. Az yochel of ha'einish, then there could be. Ubem is afal pish nimsa adam bem etziyah shel haster aster. Now, even though a person zafilu bastara, what's zafilu bastara shebastara, that even if a person is in this place of mamish, haster aster, that he's in such a place of darkness that he doesn't see this at all, that it's really Hashem who is hiding in these dinim. He's in such a place of hastara. Afilu ba'astara. Afal pichein, ne'emar b'pasuk, va'anochi haster aster. Still, it says in the pasuk, va'anochi haster aster, da'ayinu, ki gam shom b'soich ha'astara shel ha'astara, nimtza anochi Hashem l'kach. The Metzius is, Vanochi haster astir. That in that double hastara, a person can still somehow find his way back, because anochi haster astir, because anochi Hashem lokech is found there. V'gam yesh lahavin. V'gam yesh lahavin, ha'inyan sh'amu chazal, b'inyan kabbalas ha'torah. So regarding kabbalas ha'torah, chazal tell us that at the beginning, of course, when the Torah was given to us, Hashem held a mountain over our heads. So we were threatened, and because of that, the original kabbalas ha'torah was not really b'emes, one of complete choice. It was a matter, we were anusim, we were forced. So that matzav of an incomplete kabbalas ha'torah was until Purim. But when were we makabel ha'torah be'emes, out of choice and love? Sahade kiblu b'mei hashveres. So that was b'mei hashveres. Kimu v'kiblu, right? Hade kiblu b'mei hashveres. Dainu kimitchila kiblu ha'torah me'oynes. Because in the beginning, the kabbalas ha'torah took place me'oynes, by force. The Tamad Abish Layrosh Lakabla Tyra, and the reason that we had to be forced, the reason that we didn't completely want it on our own. Ki Lay Nitna Hatara Elalaikhla Haman. Chazal tell us that the Torah was only given, the Torah was given at that time when we were eating man. Was given to Eichle Haman. That's when Kabbalas ha'Torah took place. V'lahu yitrudim b'inyani page hey. V'lahu yitrudim b'inyani olam hazeh. We were not at work. We were in Kailo. This is what everybody's talking about now. This is the biggest, they call the biggest hack now. So what happens to a person who's not in Kailo? How can you actually continue to be a Jew if you're not in yeshiva? When we were in the midbar, when we were in the desert, we were in Kail. We were Eichle Haman. So what? And it was clear to us, and it was made known to us, that that time in Kailal was going to end. That we're going to leave Kailal, and we're going to get to Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to have to work. We're going to have to be in a world, strangely, in Eretz Yisrael, that's where we'll be surrounded by Paro and his army. That we're going to have to be busy with Inyanei Olam Hazeh, with Harisha, with Bezria, with plowing and planting, with Masa Matan and business. We're never going to be able to live as Jews. We're not going to be able to live with the Torah in such a place, in such a way. You can't. How's it possible? Your Rebbe's not there holding your hand. How's it possible you're not sitting all day in the Bis Medrash? So how's it possible to be a Jew? So because of that, we weren't able to really accept the Torah with a full heart. It had to be held over our heads. L'chein kiblu ha-Torah rak me'oynis. U'be'emes, the commander says, that's where the whole discussion, this whole discussion that's now a very big topic. It's always been a big topic, but nobody was talking about like most important things. But now, at least, Baruch Hashem, people are talking about it. This whole big topic of what are we going to do with all of these wonderful young men who are sitting and learning, and now the American money is drying up, and the Yerushas are all drying up. So what are these wonderful people now going to do? They were sitting in yeshiva their whole lives, and now suddenly they're in the office, or they're in the workplace, and we see what's going on, that the mam is dropping like flies, meaning that they're losing their chesik for Yiddishkeit, and there's a lot of problems. This transition from being Oichle Haman, from being in the Midbar, to being in Eretz Yisrael, from being in the Beis HaMedrash to being at work, is causing terrible, terrible, terrible problems. So, mostly what's being written to help the Chevra is aitzes about how they can stay in touch, and how they can stay connected, even though they're in that place of Lotov, how they can stay connected. And those are all very helpful and good diburim. But the diburim that are very, very chitzayni, very chitzayni, very, very, very chitzayni. Because you could ask a bigger kashan, Kash Baruch Hu, like, why did he make a world like that to begin with? And why can't we just all be Eichle Haman? Why don't we just all live under the cloud and with the man falling down? And why is it that Hashem Yisboch made such a thing that the person leaves and goes to work? And for the person who believes that my entire mitzvah is now a b'deavid, when I was from the Eichle Haman, that my life was beautiful, that I was living in a world of chesed, of ahava, then I was living in Hashem's world. And now that I'm taken to the office, I'm living in the world of Achashverosh of Paro. So how am I to survive in the world of Achashverosh of Paro? By trying as much as possible to hold on to a connection with what I had. So keeping up the learning and keeping up a connection to the Rebbe and other exercises of contact with my past, and trying to continue that on in the present. Those are all very good ages. Of course they're good ages. But they're all missing the Pnimius HaInyan. That there's a reason why the Baruch Shalom sent you into that place. There's a reason why you're sent there. The same way there's a reason why the Neshama was sent into the Guf. So a person can try to be in the guf, and while he's in the guf, to go and to be in a cave, and to spend his life in a cave, and to spend his life depriving the guf as much as possible of anything, and having anything to do with the guf, and to fast, and to live apart from all of society, and to try as much as possible to keep in touch with his neshama in that way. And to eliminate, to whatever degree is possible, a connection to the guf. There were people that tried that, and there was a time that was part of the avodah of certain tzaddikim. That's called Oichlei Haman. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis that Hashem's Baruch wanted was to bring this to Eretz Yisrael, and that we'd have to work to be Zayim and to be Chorashim. Like the second time the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out from the cave, when he was on a higher level than the first time. And the Kamanah says, "Be'emes lo hayu tanosim l'chayna." The whole Taina is not correct. It was the whole inyan of looking at this, looking at leaving the Karlal and going to work, seeing that as the tragedy of your life, seeing that as the great tragedy of your life. The whole time is not right. That's not bittul Torah. Ki k'mayshi yesh chav beis ayisiyas ha-Torah v'diba Torah u'tfila. This is the Derech HaBaal Shem. That's all of these articles and all of these discussions are all al pi nigla, not al pi p'nimis ha-Torah. Ki k'mayshi yesh chav beis ayisiyas ha-Torah, but the same way that there are 22 letters of the Torah, the Dibur Torah Utfila, when you're learning and you're davening, you're saying the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Kach yesh b'chol in Yanei Chayma, so too in everything that exists. V'chol lam and tes malachas, and all the 39 malachas of this world, in the office. Yesh ayisiyas ha-Torah. They're the letters of Torah. V'ish ha-nilvav, and a hartzige mensch, a person of faith, doesn't get depressed and doesn't cry that his life is over. Doesn't see himself as leaving holiness and going into impurity. He's able to live in the place of Achashverosh and to know that it's Hamelech, where he is right now at work. We'll see what that means. Kishut Hashchina. The greatest kishutim. What's a kishut? A kishut is an adornment, something beautiful, like jewelry. The greatest kishutim of the Shechina is when a person remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davke in the office. When you're in the palace of Achashverosh, and you know that Achashverosh is really HaMelech, that's the highest kishutim of the Shechina. It's the greatest kishutim of the Kala. When is a person a better husband? When he's at home, and he's with his wife, and he's bechadri chadarim with his wife in a place of great intimacy. So this is a very, very great moment of closeness to his wife. Or is he closer to his wife when he's in the office, surrounded by other women, and he has absolutely no machshava at all, only of the woman he's married to? When is he closest to his wife? So the shidchiyim would say, those who have shidchis would say, no, how can you compare? When he's at home, he's in the midbar, he's under the cloud. He's Oichlei Haman. He's mamish in a place of dveikus with his wife, in that place of dveikus with his wife. But the Amkonim would say that there's nothing greater, there's no greater kishut for his wife, and there's nothing that would make his wife feel closer to him, knowing that even when he's in a place of lotov, that every single moment he's with her. You understand this? It's an edel and a kuda, but one needs to understand what it means. It's the whole tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way where you leave your wife for the day. Which is a problem when you have guys that they work at home. It's a serious problem. Which is lo tov. The Baruch Shalom wanted this guy to get out. Leave. And from that and that place that you're in, to be dovuk to your wife, there's no greater kishutim for the kala than that. There's no greater kishutim for the shechina The same way the greatest kishutim for the Shechina is when the neshama is sent into this world, not when it's in Shemayim. When the neshama is in Shemayim, there's all time from the Baal Shem, the Mizrach Shemagid. When the neshama is in Shemayim, so we say that the neshama is in the room together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Shechina. It's very nice. So it's all chad v'chadar mamish, beautiful. The neshama is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you would think that that's the highest level of dveikus. It's not true. The highest, it feels like that, of course. The same with the husband and wife. But the greatest inyan of faith, and the greatest faithfulness is davka, the kishutim of the neshama when it's sent into this miserable world of the guf, when it leaves Karlo, and in this place of the guf remains connected, remains attached to the Bo'i Olam, knows that every single thing is HaKadosh Baruch, everything is the Shechin. There's the highest kishutim for the Shechin, are in this world. The Malachim are jealous. The Malachim, like the Svarim said, the Malachim are filled mamish, the Malachim are filled with a kinna, for Nishmas Yisrael, beguf, that's in the guf. But the Malachim don't have such an inyan. The Malachim never ever leave the Beis HaMedrash. And the Mekana, the Nishmas Yisrael, because it goes into the guf, with all of the dangers of that. but the Malachim, the angels, are mamish jealous of the of an Ish Yehudi who's in Shushan Habir. The mamish jealous. How do you stay in Ish Yehudi when you're in Shushan Habir? How do you stay in Ish Yehudi? To be in Ish Yehudi when you're in Shemayim is kind of, say, it's very, very nice, but it's not the biggest kishutim of the Shechina. The kishutim of the Shechina that gives the biggest nachas to your wife, or that gives the biggest nachas to the Shechina, is when a Jew is an Ish Yehudi, and he's Choreish v'Zareya, he's plowing and he's planting. It's the biggest kishutim of the Shechina. It's not a bedevet. You're not a loser. It's not, oy, oy, what are you going to do now? Plan B. It's not, who said that's plan B? Are you saying that Hashem's decision to send an Hashem into this world is plan B? So it's the same thing. You're saying the decision, again, I'm not talking about how long a person can stay in learning. Those people that can stay for their entire lives, we're living in a world where even if you're in Kollel the whole day, you're also faced with the Achashverosh plenty. But when you look at your entire life as being plan B, it's very depressing. When a person goes to the office, or he's at work, wherever he goes, whatever he does, he's in office, or he drives a bus, whatever that is. A Jew is an Ish Yehudi, and he's making an effort to provide for his family. He's an Erlich Yid, and he's honest at work, and he does his job. He does his job b'emuna. So that's not Plan B. That's not Plan B. Means that he was in Eretz Yisrael. We didn't want that. We wanted to be able to stay in the Midbar. That's how the Zohar explains the Chet HaMeraglim, the sin of the spies. We didn't want to leave that world. Because what the Kamarna is saying, this is all from the Baal Shem Tov, what the Kamarna is saying is that there are two types of Isis, or there are two ways the Isis of the Aleph Beis appear in our lives. One is when you're learning a Sefer, and you're learning the Aleph Beis. So the Isis of Torah. Or when you're davening, and you're saying the Isis of Tefillah. The other way is to see the Isis of Torah and Tefillah when you're in the office. See the Isis of the Aleph Beis in the office. That's very hard. That's not Plan B. That's what he's explaining. Ki b'chol ha'hoiva sheba'olam yesh Isis ha'Torah v'kishut ha'ashchina. Everything that happens in the world, everything in your life, it's all Isis of Torah. It's all the Aleph Beis. It's all kishut ha'shchina. It's all opportunities to adorn the shchina, the kala. K'mayim ha'chazal, yedeya ha'yu b'tzalel l'tzayif ha'isi sh'nivru b'hem shamayim v'aretz. B'tzalel knew the secret of being b'tzarif ha'isi, and that's how he designed the Mishkan, which is a physical place of things in this world, which binds together heaven and earth, because that's the tachlis of being in this world, of binding together heaven and earth. Of being in the earth and remembering and being connected every moment to heaven. not by saying the earth is disgusting, there's nothing heavenly here, but by being in this world and remaining bound to the Shekhinah. Not by saying the only time in my life that was heavenly was when I was in Shul, when I was in the Beis HaMedrash. That's exactly what Rav Kook is talking about, that we're learning in the Shi'a and the Rav Kook Shi'a. That creates a certain sense of when a person leaves, when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, now I'm leaving Olam Haba, and I'm going to Olam Hazeh. And those are two different worlds. And because they're two different worlds, there are different rules and regulations that apply. When I'm in the Beis HaMedrash, I act, I talk, I dress a certain way. And then when I go to Olam Hazeh, when I go to the world, I act and talk and dress a different way. Because those are two different worlds. The union of Betzal, that is Mitzarev, the Oisius of creation, of heaven and earth, is that the Tachlis is that in this world, you're living in that place of that Chibur, that connection of heaven and earth, in this world. So that you don't see yourself as being a person who is done with Olam Haba the moment you leave Shul, now I'm finished with Olam Haba and I'm going to the miserable Olam Hazeh. And in Olam Hazeh, there are things that people do in Olam Hazeh, so I also do those things. I also do those things in Olam Hazeh. So when you're home, I mean, you're with your wife and your children, so then it's Olam Haba. Then you're in Olam Haba. And then when you go to the office, it's Olam Hazeh. So where's your wife? She's not there. She's not with you in the office. There's no connection to your wife in the office. So the Shidchiyah says, so the main thing is that try to take a picture of your wife with you to work. Or every now and then try to be in contact with your wife to remind yourself that you have a wife that's waiting for you back home. So, like 3-4 times a day, try to text her, to call her this way. Maybe you'll be a good boy and you'll remember that you have a wife at home. Okay, say that. Yeah, that's also an Eitzah, I'm saying, but it's an Eitzah. It's pathetic. But it's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah for losers. But it's an Eitzah. I'm not saying it's not an Eitzah. So we should say that I'm saying it's not an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah. Of course it's an Eitzah. It's a Rachmanis, that an Eitzah like that. It's a Rachmanis. In other words, if you don't call your wife 3 times a day, imagine saying, calling your wife in the office and saying, she says, is everything okay? Why are you calling? I'm calling because right now at this moment I was about to go and do an aveira with my secretary, so I wanted to call you just to be mechazik me. So it's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah to call your wife, and no one would say you're not a tzaddik for doing that. You did a good thing. You called your wife, but she wouldn't be so proud of you. You know what I'm saying? What would she say to you? She said, that's beautiful. I feel so good that you did that. That you didn't do the aveira, you called me. I feel so happy that you did that. It's an Eitzah. Okay, we say this, it's an Eitzah, but it's an Eitzah. It's Rachmanis of an Eitzah, you know, to live like that, it's an Eitzah. That's not what the Baruch Shalom wants from us, such a thing. That's not how he made us into great people. We have much bigger kaiches than that. But all of these articles, that's how they're written. They're written al derech zeh. All these things about leaving, all this, it's written al derech zeh. And instead of the wife, though they're not going to say these things because these are not appropriate things that I'm saying, everybody gets a little upset. So instead they say, you know, with your work, take a picture of your Rebbe to work. And when you're about to do the Aveira, call your Rebbe. And then your Rebbe will say to you, Ashrecha, 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 I'm so proud of you that you remembered me. And don't forget that tonight we have a charusa at 10 o'clock. And look inside your briefcase and you have your Gemara there. And stay strong and don't be nichshol with that woman in the office. It's an Eitzah. That's Rachmanis. That's what all these things are about. They're two different worlds. The only way you can succeed in not drowning in this world is by somehow having that rope that you hold on to, which is an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah for it's an Eitzah for very, very weak people. But it's an Eitzah. And it's an Eitzah that because we're very weak, I'm not saying we shouldn't be taken advantage of. But the whole Inyan is explained in the wrong way. Or not the wrong, it's explained in a very, very shallow way. That's not the Inyan. That's not the inyan. That's not the tachlis. That's not the tachlis. So some people are writing letters that this is not the way, you know, Chassidish people are writing this is not how we were taught. We weren't taught that the world is, everything is disgusting and horrible and evil. We weren't taught that. We weren't taught that Hashem doesn't come to the office. We were taught that Hashem is in the office also, like the Kabbalah is saying. Like the Baal Shem Tov is saying, we were taught that Hashem is in the office too. We were taught that I didn't leave my wife back home. My wife is right here with me. I don't have to call her. I'm living with her right here in the office. She's with me every second in the office. That's Dreikus. So that's the Kishutim of the Kala. When you're in the office and you never ever leave your wife, you never ever leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu, those are Kishutim of the Shechin. That's what the Rebbe is explaining to Kamarna. The Tzal knew how to do this. Rak Shahaisis Vachis Mulbosh Machaim in Yone Ha'olam Bekamaki Sun Hilvushim. The letters of the olive base of Torah and Tefillah are hidden and concealed in garments of things of this world and everything. Everything is Elokus, everything is God. Achashverosh is HaMelech is Hashem. And in the letters, there's chiyus elokus. Hamachayus akol gives life to all that exists. Shekvaydeis baruch molei kol haaretz. V'leis also ponimini. There is no place. There's nothing. There's no place without God. Rakshu b'hastar. Uchashu yoydin. Hatzadikim yizeh hastar. Once you know, and you believe, I'm understanding that this it's a hastar. Ein eslam shum hastar klav. It's bechlel nostar. Omal na chiyas el chay achayim of a chayas akol. You lift up the chiyas to the chay achayim, to the life of all life. To Hashem is baruch. Ham a chayas akol gives life to all that exists. Kamar b'dov n'malch nimes m'yisrael. Gal einei v'abita. Dov n'malch asked Hashem, open my eyes that I should be able to see. B'chol dov and everything that exists. I feel it in Yoni Elmes, even things of this world. Sheish b'em niflos mitar ha-secha. There are wonders of your Torah. Klemmer, Niflos is the two words, Nafal Ois, that there are letters that are full. In other words, there are letters that are sitting here at the olive base, even in this. Shanafal Bem Oisis Atar, Shahakol Oisis Atar. Everything is Oisis. Everything is letters of the Torah. V'ein Shum Dova, V'afilu Inyana Elamazer. Therefore, there's nothing, even things of this world, coming to Yisrael and having to plant and to plow and all that stuff, that's Menei Ma'avad Hashem Shbach, that holds you back from being a Jew. Because the master of the world, the emes, is to be found in everything that exists in the world. All right, we'll continue next. Our next thing is Shushan Purim. So the following week.